For more than a decade, freshmen at Columbus High School have gone to Volk Field in May for a Wisconsin National Guard leadership development course. But this year, Bill O'Donnell, an ex-Marine, protested when his daughter brought home the permission slip for the trip 2 weeks ago. He says the required trip that was billed as an effort to help students lead a drug-free life actually has an ulterior motive.
I just look at this as a backdoor attempt at recruiting. They have uniformed military people that take them onto a military base. They're raising their comfort level with the military, which makes them more prone or more open to recruiting when they get to their senior year.
Columbus High School principal Connie Valenza insists the program has no connection to recruiting and that O'Donnell was one of only two parents who raised objections. But she felt forced to cancel the trip because the protest triggered the school district's controversial issues policy. That meant she'd be forced to hold special classes presenting both sides of military recruiting.
We're coming up on the end of the school year, and our curriculum really didn't have a place in that ninth grade curriculum for a discussion about military recruiting methods.
Valenza says she's searching for a different leadership course not connected to the National Guard, but O'Donnell, who served 4 years as a Marine in the 1970s, says a better approach would be to make the Volk Field trip optional while encouraging students to beware of the claims of military recruiters. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.